Welcome to Mental Muscles, the podcast that will teach you to train your brain for peak performance. Subscribe now for new episodes every week and get your free digital copy of the Mental Muscles Handbook at mental-muscles.com/ebook.
11 Most Important Lessons from the Psychology of Money by Morgan Housel. There seems to be no dearth of books about money that put forth various financial truths and facts in a straightforward fashion. Morgan Housel's The Psychology of Money, however, is refreshingly different from such books and is perfect for those searching for a new perspective on money. The Psychology of Money has proved to be quite popular, with thousands of 5-star ratings on Amazon. This book has the potential to change the way you think about money and improve your overall financial well-being. It contains a number of simple, enlightening lessons, accompanied by real-life examples that you can easily implement in real life. Each lesson delivers different insights into money, examining them with respect to psychological behaviors. In this video, we'll be sharing 11 important lessons from the book that every person who aims to build wealth and achieve financial stability needs to know. Lesson number 1. Everybody has different goals. This is one of the first lessons in the book. People make decisions about money based on their perspective of the world, circumstances, job markets, values, and motivations. These factors affect how we view money, how we invest, and what goals we strive for. This is also why a financial decision made by one individual may seem crazy or unwise by another individual with a completely different perspective on money. Housel lays emphasis on the fact that nobody makes crazy decisions about money. People always do what they think is best for their financial goals. Lesson number 2. Luck and risk play an important role. Another keen lesson Housel talks about is that luck and risk do exist. Since the world we live in is uncertain and ever-changing, there are a lot of factors we can't control and do impact our financial decisions. Thus, luck and risk play an important part in all outcomes. But that isn't easily apparent. The key takeaways from this lesson are to be humble and not get bogged down by factors outside our control. Lesson number 3. The power of compounding. Compounding is a powerful element that builds wealth over time. Popular investors like Warren Buffett built wealth from investing for long periods, and their investments compounded over time, generating huge returns. The longer the time period, the greater the return. Housel posits that a high rate of return on an investment is less important than the time you hold it for. Lesson number 4. Staying wealthy is an art in itself. Getting wealthy is very different from staying wealthy. The latter is essential to maintaining wealth and being financially secure. In his book, Housel calls staying wealthy survival. He explains how investing wisely and making smart decisions isn't enough. Avoiding crucial mistakes is equally important. Doing so also requires you to appreciate the fact that what you have can be gone pretty quickly. So, not letting your guard down once you've achieved your financial goals is of paramount importance. Lesson number 5. Small events have big impacts. This is one of the most motivating lessons in the book. Many things can go wrong for you, and you could still end up achieving great financial success. This is because great success is often the result of small, often overlooked events. Housel includes the example of the artist Heinz Bergeron to illustrate this point. Lesson number 6. Real wealth means having freedom. Although this idea might sound pretty cliché, Housel doesn't make it sound boring. When setting financial goals, people tend to make achieving happiness the end objective. But since happiness is subjective, having financial freedom should be the main objective instead. Housel calls financial freedom the highest form of wealth and the highest dividend money pays. Money gives you freedom, and freedom gives you the ability to control time. It allows you to do what you want, anytime you want. The power and independence that freedom brings about can't be offered by any other thing money can buy. Lesson number 7. Real wealth is hidden. A very important lesson further on in the book explains exactly what it means to be wealthy. Here, the difference between rich and wealthy comes into focus, and Housel explains how both definitions are quite different from each other. Rich people adopt a fancy lifestyle and want the world to notice them. They use their income to finance extravagant lifestyles. Wealthy people, on the other hand, live within their means and use their income to invest. Lesson number 8, the importance of saving. Saving is important to building wealth. This is something all of us have heard since childhood. But Housel offers a new perspective on the matter in another insightful lesson. Housel explains how wealth can be built if you have a high savings rate. You can build wealth even if you don't have a high-paying job, but save wisely. Conversely, if you have a great job but no high savings rate, you won't be able to build wealth. It all comes down to your mindset. Savings can only be made if you spend less. That can only be done if you avoid an extravagant lifestyle and stop caring about appearances. Lesson number 9. Responsible approach versus rational approach. This is one of the more complex lessons in the book. Being rational means sticking to the facts, exploring mathematically efficient strategies, and making calculated, logical decisions based on that knowledge. Being responsible means adopting more realistic choices and making decisions based on real-life situations that everybody is happy with. It also means taking into account a number of social factors. This is the human approach, which, according to Housel, is neither rational nor irrational. Lesson number 10. History isn't always the best teacher. In this lesson, Housel talks about the uncertainty in life. In the book, it is named Surprise. Housel explains how history is the study of change, ironically used as a map of the future. History helps us identify what works and what doesn't. It allows us to analyze the mistakes made by people in the past. Although this can be helpful in certain scenarios, it can certainly be misleading where financial decisions are concerned. Since financial outcomes depend on future events, historical data can't help us out much, besides providing a few general ideas. The key takeaway here is that relying entirely on historical data can lead to bad financial decisions. Lesson number 11. Anything worth having has a price. Everything has a price. But not all prices appear on labels. In theory, this lesson sounds simple enough. Nothing is free. Housel extrapolates this statement and applies it to financial ideas and decisions. Successful investing also has a price. The price is the uncertainty, stress, fear, and the risks involved. Not everybody is able to pay this price. In the lesson, Housel explains why people are less eager to pay the price of successful investment, as opposed to other purchases such as cars, luxury goods, real estate, etc. This is because people view this price as a fine instead of a fee. Morgan Housel does an excellent job of collating and presenting indispensable financial lessons and strategies in his book. The book offers fresh perspectives on money and examines various aspects of human psychology behind the decisions we make. All in all, it's a thoroughly insightful read. That's it for today. Thank you for watching. See you in the next video.
Thank you for listening to Mental Muscles. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to share it with others and subscribe to this podcast for more episodes like this. If you want to learn more tips and ideas to train your brain for peak performance, head over to mental-muscles.com. Thanks again, and see you in the next one.